views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Good evening and welcome to Tando Radio Show. Today's date is October the 4th, 2017. This is Scotty Reed, your BTR station manager. Dave could not be with us as he's running over in a meeting, but we will get on with the program because it is Wise Wednesday. And we do have Brother Davis in queue, so we will be able to have a program for you. As Dave always says, make sure that you continue to support the Black Talk Media Project, which you can find online at blacktalkmediaproject.org. Because if you don't fund it, then we won't have it. And as you can probably tell, Black Talk Radio Network is not supported by corporate media advertisers or any of those corporate advertisers like Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Geico, and the usual, you know, advertisers that you hear on a lot of media. No, this is truly people-powered radio, and it's your radio, and we need you to help keep us online. One of the ways you can do that is by joining the social media community, btrcommunity.com, which was set up specifically for the listeners of this radio station. It was called for by the listeners. It was funded by the listeners. And so we have it because of that reason. People said we needed something, and they were willing to put some financial energy behind that. There is a $24 a year subscription. Why? Because media is not free. I mean, we give it to you for free, like this program you're listening to right now. We don't want to ever charge people for information that we obtain freely ourselves. We want to share that information freely with you, but all of this stuff does cost money, and we figure that one of the ways that we can continue to support our independent efforts is by charging a $24 a year subscription. You can also get one for $1 a week or $5 a month, whichever one suits you. But it does go towards our entire media operations through the Black Talk Media Project. Dave does have some news stories posted. Also, Ross shares some news stories on that thread. You can find the news stories for Tando Radio Show posted at btrcommunity.com, although you do have to be a member and a friend of the show in order to see these posts. But they are posted for the listening audience, so I'll go ahead and share a few. I saw this the other day. Now, I have a Yahoo News account or Yahoo email account, but I don't use it at all. I had it for years. I still have access to it, but I don't use it. And they said that It's 3 billion. The number is 3 billion. Yes, every single Yahoo account was hacked in 2013 data breach. And they did not tell people that. They did not tell. I remember when they mentioned a data breach, they said it was about 1 billion accounts. But as it turns out, it was 3 billion. And I believe this information is only coming out because Yahoo, which is an internet-based company, was acquired by Verizon this year, and they believe the total number of accounts compromised in the August 2013 data breach, which was only disclosed in December of 2016, was not 1 billion, but 3 billion. I mean, that's a record-breaking data breach, according to the people who posted this article at the hackernews.com. And that's just something that we've been hearing a lot of lately, is a lot of hacking going on. I think the name of that credit reporting agency is Experian or something of that. Now, I know it begins with an E. I can't remember exactly. But they got hacked. I mean, these different companies, I think we reported last week that if you used a credit card at one of those Sonic restaurants, that they had been hacked and millions of customers information, credit card information was obtained. So anything, I tell you, man, I don't know what to tell you. Really, I don't know what to tell you. A lot of these things that we use, sometimes we don't even opt in. I don't think people opt in to these credit reporting agencies, but they get that data from, that's because of data mining. Okay, and they're able to obtain your data, and then they put a credit rating on you. So a lot of this stuff you're not even opting into, and they're gathering information on you. So that's a very important story. I think I will go ahead and close that Yahoo account. I'm not using it anyway, and I never reveal my pertinent information. Whenever I sign up for something, I always give them some wrong information, so you know that they don't have all my information. I'll set up fake accounts as well. There is a story now. Let me click on this because it's in Portuguese or Spanish, I believe. Not sure. Let me see if I can get this to translate to English. I think this has to do with the referendum for independence that is going on in a region in Spain. Saying the page can't be translated. Okay, but that is something that I have been seeing in my news feed. I actually saw a lady get punched in the face by a slave catcher in that area who was attempting to go vote in this referendum. And these people did vote to become an independent and sovereign region apart from Spain, which is one of, you know, another European colonizer. When most people talk about colonizers, they're usually talking about Britain, you know, but France, Spain, all of them, Germany, they've had colonies all over the world colonizing people. As people talk about Puerto Rico, I hear them describe it as a U.S. territory. That's a colonized island. Those people weren't given a choice of whether or not they wanted to be occupied by the United States. And so that was formerly held by Spain. And when they lost the Spanish-American War, they just passed on that island to another set of colonizers. So America is a colonizer too. All right, so it's not translating it, so I'm going to move on. Ross posted a story from Futurism, says your tears can produce electricity, a new study shows. Fantasy is replete with examples of tears possessing magical powers, from the Brothers Grimm to Harry Potter. Yet a new study from the Brunel Institute of the University of Limerick in Ireland discovered a use for tears stranger than fixing producing electricity. So, you know, your tears are really nothing but salt water. And they're saying that they discovered a property that converts mechanical energy to electricity in lysosome crystals, which are commonly found in tears. So let me do a quick Google search on this, these particular crystals. Because if you ever tasted tears, they're salty. Okay, so let me just look that up right quick. Let me see. What do we have here? Scientists can now... Okay, that's not giving me a definition whatsoever. Let me pull this one up. See if we can get a definition. Lysozyme, also known as muramidase, and they're giving all these fancy words, is an antimicrobial enzyme produced by animals that form parts of the innate immune system. Let me see. It says it is abundant in secretions including tears, saliva, human milk, and mucus. It is also present in cytoplasmic granules of the microphages and some other stuff I'm not even going to try to pronounce. So I don't know, what are they planning to do, milk humans for tears or something? I don't know, but that's very interesting story. So guess you can power your machinery with the tears of your enemies. Let me see. Amazon must pay $295 million in back taxes, the EU says. Amazon has to pay $295 million in back taxes to Luxembourg, the European Union ordered Wednesday in its latest attempt to tighten the screws on multinationals it says are avoiding taxes through sweetheart deals with individual EU states. That's being reported at apnewsarchive.com. And listen, all Amazon is doing is the same pattern and practices that they do here. Now, I know North Carolina, I used to be an Amazon affiliate, meaning that, you know, if you post certain stuff, you could earn commissions if somebody buy through those links that you post affiliate marketing. I used to have an account with them. But because I live in North Carolina, and North Carolina said that they are going to tax stuff, you know, they wanted to collect taxes on that revenue, Amazon dropped the affiliate program for North Carolina, or basically banning people in North Carolina from participating. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that Republicans came to power and agreed to not charge taxes on that. And so now, you know, we are back in business. I think Amazon's even talking about putting a couple of server farms here in North Carolina. But this is the standard operating procedure of most of these corporations. They don't pay taxes. Well, we need taxes to pay for public infrastructure, to pay for education and all that. Well, what the politicians figure is they'll just, you know, raise the taxes on the people or these companies' employees. Yeah, you're not going to be exempt from taxes, but they will be, so they don't have to pay taxes. So apparently they've been doing that in some of these nations in Europe, and the EU is saying, oh, no, nah, you're not going to avoid taxes any longer through these sweetheart deals with individual EU states. All right, so let me see. Here is another article. Wait a second, what came before the Big Bang? This comes to you from Popular Science. Cosmetologists used to think the universe was totally timeless, no beginning, no end. That might sound mind-melting, but it's easier on a scientific brain than figuring out what a set starting point would mean, let alone when it would be. So some physicists have cooked up alternative cosmological theories that make time's role seem a little less important. Now, the key word is theory. And its words are very important, and knowing the definitions of the words we use is more important than actually being able to pronounce a word or being able to read it. And a lot of people I notice take theories meaning as fact. For example, Dr. Joyce DeGruy has this theory about genetic memories, saying that if you had an ancestor that was an enslaved African, the enslaved African might have got beaten, might have got chewed up by some dogs and stuff, and that memory of that traumatic experience is passed down to you, and that's why you got PT, what do they call it, post-traumatic slave syndrome is what she called it. That's a theory, people. Look up the definition of a word, theory. Theory is basically, I'm taking some information and I'm making an educated guess. Theory does not mean fact, and that's just very important. Can theories lead to facts? Yes. Theories are meant to be proven. People put theories out there for scientists or others to come behind them and put those theories to the test and to find out, well, is it actually true? Can we find some evidence to take this from being a theory to being a fact? And so that's what theories are, and people need to recognize that, you know, that's exactly what they are. They're so-called educated guesses. The Las Vegas strip shooter prescribed anti-anxiety drug in June. So everybody been talking about Stephen Paddock, who killed 59 people and possibly counting and wounded hundreds more in Las Vegas on Sunday with a high-powered rifle. And he was prescribed an anti-anxiety drug in June that can lead to aggressive behavior. So I actually did my BTR news report on based on this article and what I found in this article. And I looked it up. The most common name of the drug that he was taking is Valium. And that's like a white people, rich people drug, you know. And, you know, they get prescribed Valiums a lot. And that's even like a street drug. They'll sell it on the street and what have you. But I looked up this drug and looked up the side effects, because that's just a pet peeve of me and my mother, is that we look at side effects of drugs and we be like, why are they putting this out on the market? And so the possibility is that this guy's behavior could have been linked to this drug. And that's something that me and another person was discussing, because I'm like, every time you have one of these mass shootings, the conversation always turns to gun control. But what about the pharma or the NRA and how powerful of a lobby they are? But guess who's even more powerful than the NRA? That's these pharmaceuticals. And they put out these dangerous drugs, and they know these drugs have side effects. And they make a calculation based on how many people might suffer from the adverse side effects and might file lawsuits. And then they come up with a calculation, well, you know, we may have to end up paying out this much money in lawsuits based on this amount of people who may be affected negatively by these drugs or even these products and whatnot. And we will still be able to make a profit, so we're going to put it out there anyway. There was a European study done on this particular drug, and it said something like 49% of young people that they studied who had committed violent acts like murder and what have you, 49% of them were on this drug. Okay? And so, again, this is just more information to add to the pot. Not saying that this is what caused this man to commit such a heinous act, reportedly. I don't know. I can't call it. But this is another piece of the puzzle. So take with it what you will. I wouldn't ignore it, and I would be very careful about any family members being on diazepam. That's the pharmaceutical name for it, but they call it Valium is what most people call it. So that's just another something to add. And a lot of these killers, man, a lot of these mass murderers have been on these psychotropic drugs. And, you know, it's just a fact, man. So, you know, people can take the information or they can leave the information. That's the way I feel about it, because I can't call it. I'm not all seeing, all knowing. All right. So Donald Trump, this is another article from Fox Business News. Trump says Puerto Rico's debt will have to be wiped out. President Donald Trump said on Tuesday while on a trip to Puerto Rico to observe hurricane recovery efforts for the island's massive debt will have to be wiped out. They owe a lot of money to your friends on Wall Street, and we're going to have to wipe that out. Well, the White House already walking back those comments. Donald Trump has a habit of just speaking off the top of his dome, and he doesn't care. He doesn't know the laws and regulations that are in place. And he just tell people basically what they want to hear or what he think they want to hear. And he actually has no legal authority to do this because the United States government doesn't hold that debt. Okay? Investors hold that debt. And actually, as I was reading more about it, you may hold some of that debt because it has been dispersed through common funds that you will find, like if you got a 401k or something like that. And so as I was reading up on that, I was like, wow. I was like, this is no different than the fight against slavery and human trafficking, where we may be invested in companies or if they're not private prison companies directly, we might be invested in private prison bonds or jail bonds and things of that nature. Lots of money being made that way. And it might be in your funds, because some people, they get 401ks when they first get the job, and they don't never look into it. They don't be knowing what those companies doing. They'll just read the basic information and they'll go with whatever by default. And we had to take personal responsibility, you know, because we are as oppressed people in this country, funding a lot of our own oppression. Okay. And so Donald Trump is just running off at the mouth. He has no legal authority to cancel that debt, unless Congress is going to pass a bill to pay off these people. He just cannot issue an executive order like magic, wiping away this debt and say, oh, y'all don't owe it no more. All right. Gentrification just doesn't work that way. All right. So Donald Trump, again, just running his mouth and not giving much thought to what comes out his mouth. All right. So I'm going to leave it there. We're coming up on the half hour mark, and today is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. The critical reasons for preparing against future events. Again, this is Scotty Reed, your station manager. Dave could not be with us as he is in a meeting that is running over. But we do have Brother Davis, and I'm going to turn it over to him at this time. Brother Davis.
Brother Scotty, thank you very much, right? Keeping informed is a very big opportunity for us to stay on top of our game. I also wanted to comment in reference to how the effects of the actions that are taking place around us. I'm feeding the dog simultaneously, always talk. But the reason why I wanted to really focus the show on the psychological effects of these things is because literally everybody's going to go through something. Whether you look at it from what they call a state of dullness, or I feel like there's nothing I could do on the victim. I mean, how can I prepare? I don't have resources. See, that frame of mind doesn't allow you to think in reference to your advantage. Why? Because you've already defeated yourself. I mean, let's face it. If people went to a concert to enjoy the music, that somebody they have no idea what their connection to from that experience, well, about 58 of them are dead now. These things play a powerful, powerful role in your thought process in reference to your own personal well-being. But make no mistake, this is done by design. And I know some of you are probably saying, well, what do you mean? You always use the term done by design. These things are designed to keep you in a state of fear, of depression. And the reason being is because then you are willing to sacrifice those things that you have a right to, but that extra little bit of freedom that may offer to you like a dangling carrot. One of the main things that we have to understand is this. When we have what is ours, we have a right to keep it. And in doing so, we shouldn't have to make any sacrifice. And that's why the psychological aspect of how these things affect us play a major role in how we interact. in the things we do. Because a lot of times we fail to realize what is really underlying. Okay, what do I mean? All right, perfect example, Toys R Us. They are a toy, should I say, a wholesale toy warehouse. Well, they're filing bankruptcy. Now, people were saying, well, wow, it's coming up on Christmas time. You would think this would be the worst time for them to file bankruptcy. Well, underlying that is Toys R Us was reluctant to get into the internet market when the internet market was first taking off. And therefore, they lost a hinge that they could have benefited by. Well, in the meantime, those people that did get involved in it, Amazon and so forth, they literally accomplished a lot of profits because of their initiative to make the steps that was needed at the time. It was a bad business decision. But they're not the only ones. As we move forward, you're going to see a lot of different companies that you thought were strong, you thought were secure, are going to be talking bankruptcy, closing facilities, and this is a part of trying to at least stay viable and new management. And a lot of times, this is grasping at straws because they've already missed a window of opportunity to benefit them as a corporation. Now, here's the sad part. Such as the ocean, the bigger fish will swallow up the small fish. And you just, Scotty just spoke up of that example when he said that Amazon bought, I think he said Yahoo. Well, there's a reason for that. They're not doing that just so that they can own Yahoo. Yahoo brings attributes to their online business that is going to expand their bottom line. And the sad part about it is that their profits is going to benefit you to some degree if you're in a position to continue to, for those people who are connected with Amazon Prime and that sort of thing, you'll benefit by this. And they know that. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is how to think in reference to your best interest. Because they, believe me, they did not do this for your best interest. And if you notice, they jumped on this just before the holiday season so that they can maximize what? Online sales. And don't be surprised, because they're stepping up their transportation aspects of getting their product to you. So they're probably making other deals that are going to securely lock down their ways of getting that product to your door. And the sad part about it is that a lot of times when these things are going on, we're willing to benefit by it, but we're not seeing the underlying costs. So we must think in terms of how it's going to affect us psychologically. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I suggest you do have a pencil and a piece of paper. Be by your phones. Call us with your experiences. Because I'm going to open the door to a lot of different things that's going to affect you that is coming. And the reason why they're going to affect you is because we live in three states of awareness. We live in a dull state of awareness, so we're really not aware at all. And the reason why I said we're really not aware at all is because we don't pay attention to those things that bring us information, because a lot of people in a dull state don't want that information. Then you live in a state of transit, in which you're constantly moving, you're looking to see what's available, how it works to your advantage, and how it doesn't work to your advantage. Can you use it? Can't you use it? That sort of thing. And then you're in a lucid state. A lucid state is the state that's always conscious about you as a priority. Understand how I said that. Always conscious about you as the priority, and not those other things that are trying to lure you for your resources. And we need to discuss all three of these states so that you can be able to identify them and to utilize your thought process from where you are to your advantage. And the reason being is because a lot of times when we go out, we have been sold something on the TV set and don't realize we've been sold something on the TV set. Now, let me explain that to you. Take the McRib. They pull a McRib every once in a while. They pull it out the hat. McDonald's pulls it out the hat. And them doing that, Erica, please. And them doing that, what they're trying to do is they're trying to tell you that this is good for you, but it's not good for you. It's actually good for them. and ask, they'll never tell you what's in it or how it's made. And the purpose for that is to keep you quiet, keep your taste buds alive, and focus on their problem. But in reality, it's designed for you not to ask questions. What's in the food? What's in the McRib? You see what I'm saying? These sort of questions make you informed and more informed. And the sad part about it is that most of the people are not informed. So this is where Black Talk Radio works to your advantage. And this is also where you can work to your advantage, because in reality, if we do not do it, it's not done. Scott talked to you about the Black Talk Radio. It's a private business. It doesn't get any grants or that sort of thing. So if it's a value to us, we have to make it a priority and make the investment so that we can keep it. Because if we don't, everything falls downhill. What do I mean by everything falls downhill? If we don't do something to set up a net so that this service is available for us, we could very well lose it. And I don't know about you, but that's something I would hate to have happen, because I've benefited by the information that I've received on this show, as well as the people I've met. But let's get back to the psychological effects on how things affect us. Let's look at Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas literally has had many different scripts. Now, what do I mean? Well, first you found out it was one man, then you found out he had all this weaponry. So you know one man getting all of this weaponry up in this place that is designed for more than one person to use, actually, because he had more than what was necessarily needed. We have to look at it from the aspect of, was it by design, or was this guy just an outlaw? Was he a renegade trying to express something that literally he did not leave a note about? Now, doesn't that seem strange? So when I look at this psychologically, I'm saying, well, the purpose of him to do this was for what? Let me come and give you a little bit of what I analyzed. First of all, he had so much firepower there when one man could not have executed what he was trying to do and do the damage that he did from a one position. No. And if you looked at the geographical layout, no one man could literally go in it, do the type of damage that he was able to do, and literally not be detected getting that product up to those rooms. So there's a lot of questions that we have to expect an answer for, whether we get one or not. Now, why do I say it like that? Because chances are there's a lot of things they're not going to tell us. They're not going to give us the satisfaction of knowing all of the truth. Because this may have very well been, and if you haven't heard it, let me say it, because I'm pretty sure you have, this may well have been a false flag. Something designed to scare you from going to major public venues. But either way it goes, we have to look at it from the standpoint of how it's affecting us psychologically. Because now, although many of you may not even realize it, some of you are not going to go to a concert that you would like to go to. You know why? Because now this is in the back of your mind. They know that. One of the things that we also want to keep in mind is that the purpose for this so-called attack was never given. They never told you whether it was a manifesto, what was the purpose behind it, and there was a reason for that. Why? Because then you don't have the ability to determine why he did what he did. Sadly enough, in most cases, us having that ability would allow us to open the door to understand some sort of rationale. Rationale that we do not have. And the sad part about it is that if we had it, we'd have a place to start from, our thinking process. But since we don't, we have to take the knowledge that they give us and the sparks, now I say sparks, of information that they give us, and we have to analyze it to our advantage. Is it what they say it is, or is it something else? Let's look at it from the standpoint of previous things that have happened. On the perfect example is the shootings remember the shootings in Connecticut? And they were saying, oh, this one guy came in and he killed all of these children, but nothing was ever conclusive. Let's even get to a bigger event. 9/11. Oh, planes flew into the building. But then we found out, for the buildings to be destroyed that way, there had to be some sort of demolition planned and literally put into operation. We have to be critical about our thinking, because literally there may come a point which everything you do will depend on your perception of a given circumstance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we're talking about the psychological effects of actions that are happening around the world, and what they're going to mean to us, and what are we going to do about it. And the reason why I say what are we going to do about it is because I don't want you to think or feel defeated. And the reason why I don't want you to feel defeated is because there's a lot of things going on that literally is going to make changes in your life. One of the things that are going on is the fact that right now, if Spain or Portugal, so to speak, have their transition, if they get their freedom that they want, how it's going to affect others. And the sad part about it is that a lot of times we don't see that for what it is, because we're not there. These people are battling for their right to be free. Think about it. Does that separate you from them? Battling for your right to be a free thinker about a circumstance that you're given limited knowledge. Really, when it comes to being human in this circumstance, their thoughts are making themselves the priority. And that's what our thoughts should be doing, making us ourselves the priority. Another thing I want you to also think about is how this is going to affect society itself. So let me give you a read back. Remember 9/11 I spoke about earlier? You know what we lost in 9/11? We lost freedoms, because people were willing to give up rights in order to feel safer. So after that, before that there was the Patriot Act. After that came the National Authorization Defense Act. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea of what all freedoms that were literally taken from you, because most of America was in a mind that they didn't want to be victimized by terror. Now, understand how I said that, because the very people they said terrorized us and did the attack, they literally would not allow us to have the courtesy of knowing whether they even the attack or not. Remember when they finally caught the so-called ominous bin Laden? He died in the opportunity for them to capture him. And then they turned around and they buried him at sea. Does that sound ironic, stupid, or do they expect us to accept anything they tell us? These are the questions that we got to ask ourselves, because they're not going to give us the answer that we would like to know, which is the truth. They're going to give us what they want us to know. And that's why the psychological effect plays a big role on what we do in our actions. So, now, we see that there was a sacrifice made. And let's look at the shootings at the school in Connecticut. Well, right away, after the shootings in the school in Connecticut, they went after the so-called power group, NRA, in order to get them to give up the rights to sell automatic weapons. Well, you know, they said, well, let's put automatic weapons on the table, but not that we can't sell them. I understand that concept. What do you mean, not that we can't sell them? Well, they cannot sell a fully automatic weapon, but they can sell a semi-automatic weapon, and with a little modification, and most of the people who buy these weapons know this, you can make that semi-automatic weapon a fully automatic weapon. So literally, They didn't lose anything. Then, once again, people turned around and they looked up and their weapons were literally on the chopping block again. Let me make something very clear to you. America is not giving up its guns. For those of you who are hoping in the opposite direction, America is not giving up its guns. So, if you understand that, and I've said it twice to make it very clear, what works to your advantage? And understand, I'm not recommending this, but this is what I did. I went out and got me some guns. Now, why? Because I got family to protect, I got property to protect, and they mean as much to me as they do to those other people who's going out and they're buying them. And literally, that may work to our advantage. If society is ready to evolve. If it's not ready to evolve, I just don't want to be the victim like anybody else don't want to be the victim. You don't want to be the victim. I encourage, especially black people, don't sit around and be in a situation where you wish you had one. Be in a situation that if it arises, you are prepared. Because in reality, that may very well happen. So you understand how the dynamics of the psychological thinking of an individual has to be his priority. Because when it's his priority, then he can go ahead, plan, and work his plan. In the comfort of knowing that he's doing everything within his truth. And that's what we have to do. We have to operate within our truth. And in doing so, we will discover, not only do we make ourselves a priority, but we will also discover that we can make changes that are suitable to get the results that we want. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, y'all. And I want to open in the next half hour in reference to how the dynamics of the whole environment are literally being leveraged against you and how we must think in terms of being our own priority. Because you've heard me talk about food, you heard me talk about drink, you heard me talk about the things who make, or the things that would make us better people. But we're going to have to start thinking in terms of every turn when you go outside. What's the effect? What are you going to do? Are you going to be bombarded with one thing or bombarded with another? Are you prepared? And being prepared, a lot of people don't even think about preparation. You know why? Because it's habit. Well, I'm going to go do this. Just go do it. You don't think about, well, if I'm going to go do this here and if something happens, what are you going to do? What is your process? If you would go to work and some major calamity happened while you were at work, what is the plan that your family has so you can all connect? You see, we must prepare ourselves as if this may happen tomorrow. Now, we don't want it to happen. Let me be very clear about that. But we must prepare ourselves as though it may happen tomorrow. One of the strange things about the times we live in is that if you turn on that set, nothing new would surprise you. The sad part about that is if you turn on the radio, nothing new would surprise you. We are the only, or should I say the first generation, that have to live with the aspect that we may be looking at the beginning of the end of the world the way we know it. And we have to examine how it's going to affect us. And the reason being is because we are, or we should be, once again, we should be our greatest priority. So, I'm hoping that I'm starting to stimulate you to think about what your interests are, what is best for you, what would your plan be, and what would you do? Because I'm going to tell you something. You could say anything you want about anything you want, and people do this all the time. When it comes down to the real deal, that is when you're going to have to decide. That is when you're going to have to already have your plan together. Or you won't have no plan at all. nobody is doing nothing in your best interest if it ain't you. But if it is you, you can do the things that at least will allow you to be able to, if a major disaster comes off and happens to be in your town, your family can have a routine so that they know where to go to meet, or they know what number to call, or they know. But the whole thing is that you know that they know. Because if you have no plan, they don't know. And in most cases, these children are looking to you to be able to find them. And my wife was just saying, some kids don't even answer the phone. Here's a powerful, it's a powerful tool. And believe me, a child is not going to have the ability to distinguish the level of emergency. They're only going to interpret by what they see. And some people don't think a sinking ship is something to get upset about. Well, the rats are jumping off, but they can't swim. Don't wait till you see the rats jumping off the ship. This is what the whole conversation is about. Prepare yourself psychologically so that we can move forward. This is Brother Davidson of Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on a break. Now, during this break, I'd really like you to pick up your phones. And
Brother Davis, you still have 9 minutes.
Okay, good. I want you to think about this. About a year ago, you've seen a lot of gun shows going on, and one of the sisters from Black Talk Radio, she was saying, I want to go to these gun shows, but I go there, they're full of white people, and it's intimidating. And I still know why I need to do this, because she wanted to get herself a personal weapon. And I gave her as much as encouragement as I could. If I could have been there, I'd have went with her, just so she'll know that regardless of what is being said, and I'm quite sure she heard some things she really would rather not have heard, we're here for a purpose. And the sad part about it is that, and this is what really got me, she had no male friends close enough to her that she could literally open that door to go with her, just to escort her while she took care of the business she wanted to take care of. That speaks a lot. That speaks volumes. Because now we already know that black men are under attack in a multiplicity of ways. And I'm going to tell you something. That's not going to stop. She still needed to make her venture to get what she wanted to have as a part of her protection package. Now, I haven't talked to her directly, but I did hear from other sources that she was able to eventually get what she wanted.
Brother Dave.
But see, these... Yes, brother, please speak.
This is Ramon.
All right, Brother Ramon. So how would you like to add to the show?
I'm not going to ask. I want to ask a question. Did I not hear you on a Carl Nelson show not too long ago talking to Mark Anaheim?
Yes, you did.
Okay. He mentioned something, so I didn't get a chance to hear how I hear you talk on this radio station. You recall he was talking about we're heading toward a real civil war, using his military background and everything that he's been involved in. And he said it needs to be understood, we really are heading into an all-out street civil war. I didn't get a chance to hear you comment on it the way I think I would have heard you on this show. Do you care to use this time or later in the show to tell me or answer that question on what do you really think about that? And is that man on point with the things he was saying on that show?
Well, let me say this, brother, and I'm going to tell you. Mark, first of all, for those of you who don't know, Mark from Anaheim is a ex-military person. He has a staunch background in police work, and he's also done investigative work on the federal level. So therefore, he could go into some areas of conversation about things and people that he's been able, contacts that he's been able to establish over the years. And he keeps his finger, he keeps his finger involved in certain things just so he can keep those contacts alive and find out what he can. Not that he can find out exactly, but find out what he can. But one of the things that he was finding out is that one of the white people are conversing about civil war on a level of total confrontation. And when I go to the gun shows, and I'm quite sure anybody out there who has ever been to a gun show can tell you, they're there, and they're there thick. Well, I think it's going to come to that. I do think it may be a confrontation on that level if humanity doesn't rise. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, when white people, black people, Latino people, everybody begin to realize we're all in the same boat. And if there's going to be a confrontation, it's not going to be a confrontation that's going to benefit us as a people. It won't benefit white people as a people. It won't benefit black people as a people. It won't benefit Latinos as a people. It will only benefit those who want us to go to war. And they're literally priming us. Remember I just said about the gun shows. So do I think that it may actually happen, the possibilities right now with this present president and the atmosphere that he's literally putting kerosene on? It's possible. It's highly possible. Do I want to see it go that way? No, I don't. I don't personally. But do I prepare as if it may go that way? Absolutely I do. Now, I'm trying to give you an understanding of prioritizing yourself. Because believe me, if that happens and you are unarmed, you will be a victim. You will be victim by somebody's anger. You'll be victim by organized, militarized police department. Or you'll be victim because you're just not prepared. And if you haven't noticed yet, these police departments are turning in to what they call a staged army. They are already taking positions in your city. And when they come packing, they look like a military force. So don't think for a minute that you're not occupied. And it's already written in the policies of the United States about how to deal with black people. For those of you who don't know, you can look up the King Alfred Plan. For those of people who don't know, you can look up Rex 84. And all of these things are moving to a pivotal point. What bothers me most, and let me make this very clear, what bothers me most is that the president, with a stroke of a pen, could initiate martial law and about 1,000 different operations will take place immediately. And the first thing on that list of operations is to contain. Now, every city has an interstate that runs around it that has a military facility somewhere along it. That's by design. So, if you're thinking that if this happens and you're in the city, you're already in a position where they could lock the whole city down in a matter of an hour. Actually, if they incorporate the forces of the local municipalities, as well as the military that is close, the military facility that's close, it might be a matter of 15 minutes. So, make no mistake, the psychological advantage of openly thinking about you as your priority must be as simple as I said it.
Brother Davis.
You must make yourself the priority. Yes, Brother Guy.
Yeah, police are military. They're already a standing army. I mean, the federal government gives incentives to police departments to hire veterans. So they are a standing army military. There's about one, it's estimated, let me see if I remember this correctly, because I don't want to overstate it. But I think all in all, there's 1 million law enforcement officers, and that could be the different agencies all combined. But in terms of a civil war, I might sound crazy to some people, but I look at that as an opportunity. That's how I would look at that. You know, I'm like, let's quit talking about it and let's do it. You know, because I'm tired of people just keep talking about it, it might happen, this, that. Let's get it on. Let's get it over with. Let's go ahead. I know it's going to be a lot of people that's going to die, but guess what? That's what happened the last Civil War. because I just don't see as an a person who's a member of the oppressed class wanting to see this system remain as it is. I look at that as an opportunity. Obviously, I'm more prepared than others are prepared, so that's why we telling you, get prepared. Whether it's going to happen or not, you should be prepared for that. But also, you know, somebody, there's this guy been calling in for 2 years to different Black Talk radio shows. He called in the Tanya Free and Friends show today. He always calls Time for Awakening. For some reason, he won't call me. And he telling people all the time, they about to exterminate us. People get out. Get out the country. Go. Run. They gonna kill us and all this and that. And I'm like, dude, you've been saying that for 2 years. Why you ain't left yet? You know, why are you still calling me in 2 years later saying the same thing? He don't never say nothing else. That's all he say. That's all he say. So I'm like, you know, lead by example. If you believe that and you a coward that you don't want to fight and you ain't prepared, then leave. Leave already. Stop talking about it and be about it. But when I don't, these sort of things don't frighten me. They don't scare me, because you have to be in love with this world in its present state in order for you to want to see it continue in its present state. I don't love this world, and I have no fear of leaving this world. So I don't care about civil wars and all that. Like you said, be prepared either way. Be prepared. And in the Black community, in terms of them exterminating Black people, well, first they will have to get rid of our sons and daughters and uncles and aunts that's in the U.S. military. I believe they be lying about the number of quote-unquote Black people or non-white people that's in the military. And of course, I didn't visit them all, but every military base I visited, even when I was in Iraq, I saw it was about maybe half and half of white people and non-white people. So, and then you got all these Black cops too. So the first thing that would have to happen is they would have to kill them first, unless they totally then sold out and sure that they gonna join in the carnage. So when people talk about, you know, they gonna exterminate Black people, I really don't pay that no attention, because the things I just mentioned, they have to take out a whole lot of Black people in the military first. And I just don't think that some of my relatives that's in the military would go along with something like that. But that's just my opinion, obviously.
Well, Scotty, well stated, and I think that's a good time to go to the break. And when we come out to the break, we'll listen for any other calls, or we can pick up right where Scotty left off. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, y'all. Let's crank it up and get some knowledge out.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new Black media for the masses.
Welcome back. Now, this has gotten to a point where I should inform you that I look at myself as being a bellwether. I ring awareness. So I do go and call other shows. I am a regular on other shows because I'm trying to get our people to understand. This, nothing is happening that we can't do something about unless we don't do nothing at all. Let me repeat that. Nothing is happening that we can't do something about unless we don't do anything at all. We are the most multi-talented of the human being class. And in reality, we are the only people that are considered to be true human beings. Now, I know some of you are going to take that strangely, but don't Google it. And then do your research. Don't just take what you see. Then do your research. But yes, I mean, I talk about these sort of things because I want our people to know that regardless of what happens, I might run up on you and you might run up on me in situations in which when you look in my face, you're going to see directness. I don't want to see terror in your eyes because I can't take a chance. If you got terror in your eyes, you might do anything. So if I see that, I'm going to be on the defensive. And I want you to know that. And that's because I'm protecting my interests. And I would expect you to be protecting yours. But then again, we may be aligned. We may be on the battlefield in alliance. Or the battlefield that we may be on may not have anything to do with war. But yet and still, I want you to understand that we have to do whatever we can within reason to empower our people. Because I'm going to tell you something. They're not coming after one of us. The government is not coming after one of us. It's coming after all of us. The elite is not coming after one America. It's coming after all of America. So if they can put as much confusion in America as they can, they will. Some people think, oh, we can't live in a society without the government's control. Yes, you can. So you might have to think about how you would be able to start and sustain it. You see, remember I talked about that night, about the candle in the deep dark woods? We're approaching the woods, y'all. And I'm telling you that you're only going to be able to see 5 feet in front of you with this candle. But every step you take increases that 5 feet. One more foot. Until you get through. You may have to nurture that candle. And in the process, you may have to do a few other things to keep those you love safe in this process. This is why it is imperative that we learn to think with a psychological mindset of our being our first priority. Me being my first priority. You hear people talking about setting up a code so that things happen. At least we have a code to communicate with. I'm all for codes. But see, codes are designed to keep people operating at a specific level. That's good, as long as everybody obeys the codes. Are y'all getting this? Now, I really would like you to give me a call. Let's open the door. Let's have a monologue instead of a dialogue. Do I understand about how I would react in every incidents? No, I don't, but I can predict how I would react because I know myself that well. And anything that happens is not always a dangerous thing, but the results can be dangerous. I'm always thinking about my loved ones. I'm always thinking about how this is affecting them. Where are they in reference to this? These are just part of making yourself the priority. What about food? Can't eat just anything. That's why we talked about on Tando about the food guide that we have. We have a natural food guide that literally tells you what you can eat around you. And in some cases, how to cook it, blanch it, boil it. The whole thing is you're going to have to think in totality. You ain't going to be able to go to bed at night and take a shower before you go to bed and get up in the morning and turn on the radio and then make yourself breakfast. Those days are very, very fleeting. I know it might sound like I'm being a little gloom and doom. I'm not. I'm just looking at the world the way it is today. And I'm going to tell you now, they're talking about going to war with North Korea. That's crazy. North Korea is not a threat to us. They're just a little country with a lot of mouth. There's nothing that they got that's going to shake the United States before the United States can retaliate and eliminate the problem. but yet they want you to think something else because there's something underlying. Sadly enough, more people are focusing on the position of what they're being told than focusing on what's going on in the background. And I'm going to tell you, Trump is a great deceiver. A great deceiver. I'm going to tell you, he's so good. He told women that, and you remember this, jokingly, he was telling some guys, some friends of his, yeah, I'm so such a personality, I can grab a woman by the crotch. Before they elected him, you know, a lot of women had to vote for him to be in that office. Are you understanding the dynamics of the psychological effect of making yourself the priority? Because there's a lot of things working against you out here. I know people are saying, well, you know what? I don't think this is going to happen. They don't want it to happen. Really? Because they're not prepared for it. I know people right now that are so deep in debt that if it happens, they could never work for money again. They've been working to pay for the material things that are around them that they value so much that will have no value at all. See the psychological dynamic, the way it works. If you don't make yourself the priority, you'll fall for anything. And people fall. And some people fall harder than others. And make no mistake, when you're falling, there's no one there to catch you. You know why? The reason why there's no one there to catch you, because you didn't prepare for it. That you prepared for it, it wouldn't have been a problem for you as it is the other person. Think about the people who are on drugs that they need on a regular. What about them when they can't get the drug?
Excuse me, Brother Davis.
Yeah, brother, speak up. Add to the show.
This is Ramon again. I did want to put it out there. Lately, I've been catching quite a few articles since you bringing up the stuff about Donald Trump and, you know, how he's ramping up these antics. Something they keep talking about, particularly when you're talking about where the money, following the money. I keep reading multiple articles that keep saying, have we not paid attention that the stock market is having a nice field day? And typically in situations like this, you should be seeing the stock market going down. Basically, you should see people pulling their money out. So they're using these as signs to point to something. It's going to be a multitude of things going to take place in a short period of time. And if we remember, Dave played that video just not too recently. Not too long ago this week or last week about, I think Scotty played it for him, the first half of the show, where the guy was basically just kind of telling us this spring, you know, sometime this coming spring, we should be looking for these major calamities in the financial sector to all of a sudden just come out of nowhere. But they keep pushing this issue. People are not paying attention that the stock market is having a nice day at a time where there's no other time in history we've ever seen this type of behavior going on with this type of violence or this type of atmosphere. What is your take on that, sir?
Oh, it's very simple, brother. The people in the stock market are the elitists. Who do you think is going to benefit if we do go to war? It won't be the common man, unless he's invested in energies, unless he's invested in weaponries. You see, the game to them is to win-win. They don't want to lose on any account. So if they keep the market stocked, appear to be something, then people stay in the market. You understand that? They will stay in the market. But you know what? When they bail out, that market will drop like a hot potato, because they're not going to bail out one by one. They're going to call each other. You know why? Because somebody got to get caught, and it'll be that little man who's thinking, oh, I'm doing so well, let me take this interest rate, these monies, and reinvest. Because he's not in that loop. And they know that. Believe me. Lockheed Martin stock is going to the roof. Energy stocks are going to the roof. You know why? Because they know if they go to war, these are the tools they need. The sad part about it is that what should be going to the roof if it's anything connected with solar energy and solar connectivity, anything. Anything connected with electric cars. Why? Because they have no emissions. We have no business drilling for oil. But the energy markets are up because guess what? The main source of energy for war is going to be a carcinogenic energy. They haven't designed anything else, which may be the downfall, because other countries are. See, they're not putting all of their eggs in one basket. Yeah, you're right about the stock market, but believe me, the stock market is up because of design. It's not up because of people working and making a product that's producing a profit. No, you can see that all over the United States. You could see it when you just ask yourself, how many products are American made? And at one time, you couldn't stop naming American made products. But if you really want to know the deal, the biggest imported product out of America right now is cigarettes. Cigarettes imported all over the world. And guess what? You never heard of a cigarette shortage. So the question is great. But here's the back room. I've told you before about the derivative market. Well, the derivative market was designed for those people who are risk takers. What brokers do is they make a guesstimation, and they bet on their guesstimation. Okay? Now, this started with oil years ago, where they were trying to guess what the price of oil, a barrel of oil would cost, and then they would adjust their figures accordingly. Well, guess what? When they adjust their figures accordingly, that money that they made as a profit is what really caused the backlash, because there wasn't a profit. When they fell short, they already had their money out, so there was a double loss. Who did that fall on? The taxpayer. The sad part about it is that the taxpayer is a true victim. You know why? Because his money is taxed before he gets it. And what do I mean by that? You think that tax that's on your paycheck is all the tax you pay? No, it's not. Because when you go to the bank and you take that money is called a note of indebtedness. All you're getting is debt. You don't have what's called money. That's why they call it a note of indebtedness, a Federal Reserve note. You know why? Because they take a percentage of it before you get it. So let's look at from the perspective of my dollar. So you say they charge me to make my dollar. Then they tax me when I go to work for the dollar, and they make me pay for Social Security, so they take a little bit of money out of that, which may disappear before you even need it. So that's a little bit more money they're taking from you. Then they charge you for health care, and if you're a healthy person, which they're looking for young people to be, so that they don't have to make an investment in them, but they can make an investment in the system. And then, oh, by the way, that's not counting Congress that looks at the Social Security system that was sheltering so much money for so long. They said, let me borrow some without paying it back. Are y'all getting this dynamic here? So by the time you get your check, you've already put, maybe, let's say 17% of it in taxes already. And then everything you buy, you are taxed on. So by the time you really look at your check, you may be putting 37 to 42% of it in taxes in one manner or another. So the system is stacked against you. But it's acceptable. You know what I call it? Acceptable deception. Because they're not telling you the truth, they're just doing it.
Brother Davis.
Oh, yes, brother. Come add to the show.
Yeah, I don't know if, and I do see the caller from New York, that might be Thomas, but I saw a German, I don't know, I'll just say a European finance minister who said that she sees the end of the banking system in sight because of cryptocurrency, saying that everybody is going to go cryptocurrency. That's what she said. On the question about the stock market had a bad day today. Based off of Trump's comment, about saying we may have to wipe out that Puerto Rican debt. And the stock market reacted to that, and they had a pretty bad day today. But again, that just shows you how fragile and fraudulent that this system is, that it would fluctuate just off of one man's comments, you know. And it's not just if the president say something, if the CEO of JP Morgan say something, it can affect the stock price. So, but yeah, I just wanted to, I didn't know if people were aware of that. But you do got to call, I think that's Thomas, area code 347. You're on Tando. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Scotty, how are you, sir?
Okay. How are you?
Yes. I'm all right. Peace to Brother Davis.
Peace, brother.
Let me tell you, Brother Davis, man, that your wife had me go home to Jersey, man, and pull out my old textbooks. You know, I done pulled out my McGraw-Hill and my Heath textbooks, looking up this on Flat Earth, and I'm trying to come up with, you know, something. So I have some information I want to send her, if I can. But as far as what you guys are speaking about tonight, man, very good show. You know, Trump is here to usher in something called the technocracy. And the banking system is going to change. It's going to change to something called the blockchain. If you look that up, that's what pretty much Bitcoin is a blockchain. When you look it up, you're going to see that this is the new banking system. This is all to usher in this surveillance state, which is all technology. It's all when they put the artificial intelligence online. And everything that you're seeing worldwide, from Korea to Puerto Rico, which I think the stock market had a bad day today, because he put out that statement and people knew where they had to pull their money out from. So all these white people did that. And of course, it set a little ripple effect into the market, but he was giving them a heads up. Actually, he should be brought up for some type of charges, maybe, for giving them that heads up. I know Martha Stewart went to jail for getting a heads up. But either way, they're going to usher in this technocracy. There's nothing that's going to stop that from happening. Anything that happens is just going to make the people, the sheeple, want it even more, like how they wanted their rights taken away from 9/11. And when they put this artificial intelligence online, it's going to change everything that in the world. Technology-wise, everything's going to be great, but freedom-wise, you're not going to have any. You're going to be a slave to technology. And that's what the number one stocks are. If you look at all the movement on Wall Street, it's all buying up these little small artificial intelligence firms, which really means they just made one little algorithm that they could add to the bigger and broader system. So the number one stocks are the tech stocks as far as price, other than Berkshire Hathaway. You know, it's Google, Apple, Amazon. I mean, they're all their stocks. To get an Amazon stock, it's like almost $2,000 one share. You know, these are big companies, and they're all positioned by DARPA. If they ever put the robots online militarily, no one can do anything with them. I mean, they really have I look at them as really having a really strong position going forward in the world, not a weak one. And I mute my line. Thank you.
Great content, my brother. Great content. But let me tell you this. Anytime the government is doing something, it's doing something because they know somebody's doing something else. So yeah, this may all come online just as you say, but that will not stop the underground industry. And the reason why it won't is because there's a lot of people have already, what they call, fell off the grid. There are a lot of fell off the grid already in different places. They're already sustaining the quality of life. Although, if you want to stay inside the system, you're going to have to conform to these things. But, like I said, people are falling off the grid every day, right under their nose, and they're going to have to, and they're right now, they're in a major, major move to pursue any of those so-called people that fell off the grid thinking they'll disappear that are inside the country. They're doing that right now. So don't be surprised. And don't be surprised that when this happens, that there's a group of people that comes along and says, you know what? If you want to do this, you can do that. It's just another option. And listen, don't think for 1 minute that you still can't operate in your best interest by making you the priority. You may not want to involve yourself with as much as you do now. You may not no longer want to have a cell phone. And people do it. You might want to get a shortwave radio. You may not be able to communicate the way you did communicate. But most of the communication that's done now is done for the purpose of control anyway. So don't think for 1 minute that they're not going to keep with that process. So yeah, I mean, excellent content, my brother. Excellent content. And those people who are already in the Bitcoin, that's a yo-yo market too. China says they're out one time, then they say they're in. Then they say they're out. See, the major players that already have security, like China and Russia, you ain't heard a lot out of them, but they're looking at what is viable. And the reason being is because, guess what? Right now, they're the big dogs. All the other countries that want some stability in the currency of transaction or money transaction, they're aware of. Why do you think Venezuela just signed a big deal with China? They're not paying for their Venezuelan oil with American dollars, like the petrodollar position used to be. You know why? Because the only thing they didn't do is announce that the petrodollar has no weight. And the reason why they didn't is because this keeps the fallacy of America thinking the dollar is strong. It is here. But you go certain places in the world and you pull out the dollar and they're going to tell you, we don't accept them. You what? No, we don't accept them. I mean, you got any gold? You got any silver? That's just the nature. That's just the nature. And the reason why I'm telling you these things is because we've been telling you that we should be getting into these markets. And I'm going to tell you, I have been. So I'm hoping that you have been. And I say get into them. You don't have to be on a large scale. Right now, if you was buying silver, you could buy silver at $17 to $20 an ounce. But next year, by the first of the year, you might be looking at $50 to $75 an ounce. And we remember when it shot up to 35 one time, I was sitting on 107, 108 ounces. I cashed that in and picked up almost $4,000. You see how you operate and you're making yourself a priority? It benefits you, but you have to do things according to your need. And don't try to do it all at once. I got a group now that we buy, or I'm trying to get it balanced so that we can buy 5 ounces of silver a month. Now, I have my own thing I'm doing, but I'm trying to get this group going so that everybody in the group can expand their silver every month. And I tell them all the time, you don't have to use it, but you can leverage it, or you can spend it. But the whole thing is to have it so you can use it as a tool. Because I'm going to tell you, regardless of what happens on the money market, okay, dollar drop, derivative bubble bust, whatever, somebody's going to take that gold. Somebody's going to take that silver. Because that's always been the world currency. Now, they might not talk to you like that, but that's the truth. This is Brother Davidson coming up on a break. And listen, get by your phones. Give me some monologue tonight. This show's going to get better. Thank you.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is the last segment. Look, let's fire this up, y'all. Those of you who don't know. All right, come on, brother. Add to the show, brother. That's Brother Bragg.
Yes, sir. Peace. Brother Davis, a couple of things. I was looking at that video of that shooting, man.
you know, I've been around a lot of gunshots, and I had gunshots fired around me a lot of times. I didn't want them fired. It sounds like paint gun to me, but that's just me. I want other people to look at that video and listen to it. It sounds like a paint gun from what I was listening to. Now, that's just the video I saw. So it might be different, but when you guys, if you see that video, just listen to that video and tell me what you hear. Don't look at the video. Listen to the video and tell me what you hear.
Yeah, you got a good point there, because I seen a video where it was shooting, and you could literally see the muzzle flash, or what appeared to be a muzzle flash. But see, what right. people don't realize is that when a muzzle flashes, it flashes sideways. Why? Because the projectile is coming out, and the flash is coming out of the sides. See, these just look like a light that was going off. Pop, 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 pow. So it looked like a... But to me,
it was more like a tank, like it had that gas tank on it.
Absolutely. It's looking more and more, just from my perspective. Let me make that very clear. It was looking more and more like a false flag. And the sad part about it, false flags are designed. Yes, brother.
But it sounds like a paint gun to me. That's just me. The other thing, you was talking about that money, Brother Davis, look. I never paid attention to real money until I started listening to David. I ain't gonna kid you. And then when I started paying attention, and I found that money is magic, because they pull it out of thin air. That's why I call it magic money. It's a fiat. The only thing that's money is gold and silver. And I've been pressing that on my relatives. They've been looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, listen, it got you thinking that this money, this dollar, this dochi. And that's all the sigil magic that's on that dollar, dola, dochi, man, a bunch of stuff, and it means, none of it means any good. But people don't really know gold and silver is the really standard all over the world. And I was telling my people the other day, like, if you do have money, because I know some people that got a little money, you should take that money and put it in gold and silver. And they're like, what? Why would I have gold and silver around my... Well, when you put the money in the bank, you basically just gave your money away. If they have a banker's weekend, you basically can't even get to any fiat, because all the ATMs, and plus I wouldn't go to an ATM if the banks had a problem, because they're going to be people languishing around ATMs. You know, you got to go to your arms, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to get like that. As soon as things Absolutely. Become tight, people show a different mentality. and people are not really paying attention. I was buying water. I usually buy 25 gallons at a time. And the ladies walked in like, what are you doing with all that water? I said, man, this, every 2 weeks I come and give me 25 gallons. She's like, why are you stocking up? I just keep water. Everybody should be keeping water. Well, that's just me. That was just some thoughts I had on that, Brother Davis. Great show, man, no doubt.
Thank you, Brother Braggs. And you know what? I'm hoping that those people who see you have the initiative to ask you. You see, that's a lot of problem that we have. We'll see somebody doing something. We want to know, but we don't ask. But if that person would have said, you know, I see you coming here and buying water every so often, is there a specific reason? If that opens the door for you to say, yeah, well, in case things change, I have water. Because guess what? That person is going to go home thinking, well, if you feel like things are going to change and he needs water, maybe I should go ahead and get me some just in case. Just like you were saying with that gold and silver. That person should have said to him, well, look, if you buy it and you are astute enough to make a decision like that, and I've been watching you, I'm going to buy it just so I can have some. I may not have what you got, but I'm going to have to. If my back gets to the wall, I want to be in a position that you're going to be in, instead of being in a position of not having it at all. See, that's what I mean about being the bellwether, telling people so that even if they don't operate, you can't force them to do nothing. You cannot. But if they watch you and they see that you are intelligent enough to make some decisions like that, they ought to seriously consider you might know something and put a few flowers in the attic. So if something happens, they got something that they can rely on. Because in reality, those people who ain't got, they're going to be looking for the people who they see ain't going to get the order that time. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna tell you, there's a lot of people out here that's not prepared mentally, they're not prepared physically, and they're not prepared spiritually. But they're looking at those people who might be a conduit You know why? Because if they find out where they are, that's guess where they're going. As soon as things get hard and times get rough, guess where they're going? You got to wake up, hey, y'all.
Like they did in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they're coming to your house. And listen, all of those riots from 1919, 1920, 1921, they knew that those was the top melanated communities in the United States. Tulsa, Oklahoma's gross national product rivaled the United States of America at that time. They came for that community. It's a bunch of communities just like that they came for. Every prominent community that was in this country that was self-sustaining, they destroyed the community. And I hate to say they destroyed it, but it was the state that destroyed the communities with the assistance of racist organizations. If you do your due diligence, you'll see. So a lot of things you see right now, they're screaming after this shooting, and I really didn't want to get into this. I try to keep my opinion to myself, but now all of a sudden they want to clamp down on firearms. Remember this: when this country was founded, the 13 colonies, when these people got their citizenship, each one of these people were given a firearm. That's the American credo right there, a firearm in each home. But now, I don't know if you were listening to Brother Davis earlier, you're the enemy of the state. You're the indigenous who don't know it. You're the unprotected one. Once the militias were set up in this country, see why the militias were set up. They were set up to stand guard over you in case you got up in the middle of the night and decided to rebel. The difference is now they wrote us in as second class citizens under the 13th and 14th Amendment, but everybody's enslaved. They might have A1 status, but they're enslaved too. They're enslaved to this fiat dollar we're talking about right now. Makes every one of us a slave because it's a debt note, like Brother Davis was saying. Every time you spend one of these fiat dollars, you create more debt.
Good point,
I don't
want to
get into
good
a
point.
Long dissertation on that. I'm done because this is a deep topic right here, and I'm just scratching the very surface of it. But this money that we use, this so-called money, is not money. Gold or silver is only money. And just like Brother David made me start studying this money, everybody needs to really study this money. When you study this money, look, studying money gets you into Rothschilds, all kind of organizations. It gets you into overturning the governments. Man, just following simple things. And this is how deep this money is. This money is like basically at the root of all evil.
Absolutely.
I hate to say it like that.
Absolutely.
I hate to say it like that. But it is.
But you know, you make a
and
very
it's really
good
not
point,
funny.
And see, for those of you who don't know it, the banking system has already got their back door. You see, if the bank goes in debt, which will happen when the derivative bubble busts, every account they have on hand goes under the title of a buy-in. So they're going to use your money to buy into their debt and give you an IOU.
And the FDIC might take 100 years to pay off on that. So if you think the FDIC got your back, you better scratch your head, because that's a game right there. You may live 100 years. Maybe you're blessed that way. I don't know. Well, excuse me. I used the wrong word. We're not consecrating nothing in blood today. Forgive me.
But you know what? I'm telling you something that's not special knowledge, but it's a little due diligence. You can find this out yourself. Actually, what Brother Bragg has just said to you, you can find out yourself. It's just the people who are doing the due diligence, those people who are making themselves the priority, are finding these things out. You are on talk radio right now, Black Talk Radio. Why? Because it became a source of information that you prioritize enough to be here. So benefit by it, and then contribute so that we can keep it. Because I'm going to tell you something, either way it goes, we're going to need communication. That's why I said earlier, I get rid of my phone, but I got a shortwave radio. So I'm not going to be out of the loop. I just may not have a link.
But, Morse code, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, but these are the times in which we live. Another thing I want, matter of fact, I was talking to a brother from Chicago who was talking, he's getting ready to retire. And he has a farm down in Marion, South Carolina. And he said he heard me on the radio, and he wanted to get my number. And he called, and we talked. And now he said, well, look, I'm thinking about going down there so I could just move my family back. You know, the kids are going to come, and the ones that don't, you know, they can make, they got their own lives. But you have to understand what I say about being that voice. Even if you don't know that who it's going to affect, just put the truth out there. Brother said, well, would that be an infringement on you? I go, oh, brother, look at the farming business. There's enough room for everybody. He only called because of what he heard. Now, I don't know what this is going to lead to, but we already set up a call every Monday. I gave him some information to look up so he can go ahead and start doing his due diligence, because he was thinking, oh, farming was what it used to be. No, 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 no. I said, brother, you gotta look at, there's so many different aspects of farming vegetables nowadays, and that's not actually looking into farming the higher end vegetables. I'm talking about, you're talking about organics, which is what we do. Those are considered a higher end vegetables, but you could just farm vegetables to maintain a good quality of life, because literally it's food. What you're getting out there now is not food. And every day you do turn around, you hear more and more about fake food. Fake food. Matter of fact, there was a trucker I'm on a Facebook truck site. Oh, different truckers are on it. And he was complaining about, he went and bought some shrimp from an Asian place. He said, man, I parked my truck, called Uber. I seen them advertised. I went and I ordered, and I went and picked it up and came back, and the shrimp was fake. Said, man, I was hurt. I called Uber right back. I took the food back to him, and they said, oh, no, no, we don't get no refunds. We don't get no refunds. Now, I understand they sold him fake food, and when he took it back, he couldn't get a refund. I'm just giving you an idea of what is happening now. And if it's happening in his neck of the woods, it's happening in your neck of the woods. We have to take and make ourselves a priority. Mm. Is there anyone else in queue?
Let me check.
The reason why I put that call out is because at this particular time, I want y'all to know that right now, between now and the spring, you're going to see a lot of different things. There's going to be a lot of things happening because they have to keep you in an agitated state. You want to add, brother? Okay, they want to keep you in an agitated state. That way you don't focus on yourself. Everything else becomes something you have to do and not what you need to do for you. And it's by design, because that way you can't prepare for what's about to come. And when you can't prepare for what's about to come, you're going to look to go to the on payday. You want to go to the ATM machine, and the ATM machine is going to say, "Not today. We broke today." And you're going to say, "Well, I need some money." You're going to go to the bank, and the bank's going to be locking. And they're going to say, "Not today. We're reorganizing." What they're doing is they're taking your money, and they're preparing to give you what you don't want. They're preparing to give you your money the way they want to give it to you. But don't be surprised. Greece did it. Only Greece did it in a slightly different way, because those people who had money, they could get a partial of their money. These people may not give you any money. They may set you up with an account and buy everything through your account so that they could tell you what your money is available and what is not. This is what the brother was telling you about earlier, how they want to control you. And it's going to be very simple, because everybody's tied into a system in one way or another. So how do you beat that, Brother Davis? Great question. Well, you just work for yourself. Work for yourself, make your money, and then make them come to you for your product. And they will come. And that way, when you do business, you can say, well, you know what? I only accept silver. You know what? If you get silver, they're going to accept silver from you. If you get gold, they're going to accept gold from you. But you ain't going to be able to do that if you're waiting on them to supply your product. See, that's called addiction to a source. I'll give you a perfect example. Black people right now, since they have not sustained the product, must always wait for white people to open the door. And they love it. Think about it. The medical system, you got to wait for white people to open the door. Your food supply, you gotta wait for white people to open the door. Your water, you gotta wait for white people to open your door. And they love it, because they sustain that control to the point where you psychologically submit to them. After already being victimized by this here, it's a shameful arrangement. It's a very shameful arrangement, because we get shamed or our black people get shamed every time they got to go to them, and they let them say, yeah, well, we understand, but no. And they do that. They're going to do that more and more until we learn to take control. And guess what? If you got a product that you make, and that product can be something as simple as cutting down trees and chopping, making, chop, making, selling wood to heat. I don't care what it is, it's going to be a demand for it. You're just going to go out and apply yourself to put your product in the market. And there's going to be somebody in the market that'll buy your product. And I'm going to tell you something. Y'all heard me talk about food. So we're going to, we do it. Davis Family Farm, we do organics. Matter of fact, this weekend we're harvesting honey. The reality is, you must take control of your life, my brother and sister. And you can do that. Because guess what? I know a guy who's a good fisherman. And if I need a point where I want to get his fish, I'm going to call him up. What do you charge? But what do you got? Well, right now, I got sweet potatoes in season. I got some kale. I got some greens. We can do business. Are y'all getting this? Because I'm going to tell you.
You hear me, brother?
Come in. Yes, please. Come in, brother. Add to the show.
Absolutely, man. I had a few points, man. I couldn't get back on my phone. Yeah, that what you just were talking about, a barter system. I was talking to another brother on the show about that, which is great. You mentioned fish, and you know, I haven't eaten fish but maybe once or twice since Fukushima. I'm just afraid, man. And then with the pools, the fish pools, I mean, you're going into food now, they're growing fish in pools. Dead fish just stay in the pool, and the new fish eat the dead. I mean, it's just, I mean, what they're doing with the food is terrible. Brother Bragg brought up the word militia. A militia constitutes, in America, if you live in a state with hunters, that you know, everyone with a hunter's license, that's a militia. So the state of Michigan alone, with 750,000+ hunting licenses, you know, will have the world's fourth largest standing army, just the state of Michigan. And I think, Pennsylvania has more than Michigan. Wisconsin's also up there, but just to show, Michigan's hunting licenses alone has an army larger than Great Britain's, and probably would beat them if they had some air cover from, you know, the U.S. with all the guns these white people have. So definitely, we do need to arm ourselves in case of a civil war or any type of white violent outbreak, which is always my biggest fear. I fear that worse than a natural disaster, because like the natural disaster, you know it's going to come. You're just waiting, you know, each generation just waiting for it to really, you know, pop off. But just think about the sheer number of states, 50 states, and that one state alone has an army just as large as Great Britain's. It would be the fourth largest army in the whole world. And I'll mute my line. Thank you.
You know what, brother? You're absolutely right. But you know what else? We fail to realize that there's no communication amongst those armies. When I say there's no communication amongst those armies, what is their psychological mindset? Whose side are they on? All these sort of things that go through your head. We have to understand this. We have to look at ourselves as those who need to be very, very sure. We just can't go and join and be a part of something. Actually, down in Texas, I think about a week or two ago, there was a young brother who went to a school, a predominantly white school. He was invited to go out with some friends. Well, he was reluctant, but he went and met them. They killed him, two brothers and a cousin or something. Literally, they lured the brother and they killed him. So we have to be very, very, very focused on making ourselves the priority. Look, we're coming up on the end of the show. I want to thank all the contributors, because to name them all, I'm not real well with names. I remember Brother Bragg. I remember the brother from New York. I remember all of the calls. But I want to thank you all for adding to the quality of the show. But most of all, I want you to understand that you must put yourself in a psychological mindset to make yourself the priority. We are moving into some diverse times, and we don't even have a clock. So we can't set and say, well, this is going to happen this and this is going to happen there. No. we have to work as if it, it jumps off tomorrow. We got to go with what we got. We got to go with what we know. Prepare for it. You know it's coming. Talk as many people as you can who are sincere. Get with the like-minded people. And those who are not, prepare your heart, because they will pull on every emotion that you have. Because when they have nothing, they're going to the people that they think got something. Don't think that they ain't going to come with their best bacon program. Got to understand what you want to put at risk. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Hey, Scotty, thank you for the opportunity. Once again, thank you, brother. Thank you for the content adding to the show. And it's back to you, my man.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. And thank you again to all the callers. Again, Dave couldn't host this show unexpectedly. He could not get out of a business meeting, so he didn't just blow us off. Something unexpected happened, so I presume that he will be back on air tomorrow, as Tando Radio Show is on Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Black Talk Radio Network. It is Wednesday, so full day of programming, continuing out the program for tonight. We will have New Abolitionist Radio at the top of the hour. If you're in the conference line, we do need to restart that conference line ahead of that show. But New Abolitionist Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, talking about modern day slavery and human trafficking. I saw some of the stories that they'll be talking about. And if these stories don't convince you that slavery is alive and well and being practiced right in front of your face, I don't know what will. Then rounding out tonight will be Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio. They will be talking about the term or the phrase "stay woke." Is that just a fad? Are these people really woke, or is this just now become something popular that people like to say? So make sure y'all check out the ladies tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, right here on the Black Talk Radio Network. With that said, y'all be safe out there. Peace and blessings to all.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.